Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
Hello, here we go. Welcome to show number 3006.
Along with Steve the Thrill Hill.
The Chance Smith. Robin Fox. And Mike Hawk.
Montgomery.
And the men's room.
On tap today, the random question is back. Your guess is as good as mine. Categories, basketball, and delicious food. What you don't need to know, the AARP edition.
Get ready to play Profile This.
Plus headlines, the men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite TV time with Ted.
Click clack, you're gonna drug.
All right, here we go. Woman busted using a t-shirt gun to shoot drugs into a Oklahoma jail.
Drugs!
Meanwhile, a man robs a woman at an ATM in China, but the story actually ends as a happy tale. Drunk German passenger wants high-speed train to slow down. Houston woman gives birth to enough babies to give one to every person in town. And Mama June shares the real reason she lost all that weight. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, I know what you're thinking today. You're thinking what we're thinking. What the hell is going on in cemeteries? In Virginia, a woman was riding her horse through a cemetery when, naturally, someone explained that, well, you can't ride your horse at the cemetery. So how did she respond? Well, she responded, of course, by pulling out a pistol and firing a few shots. Cops responded by arresting her. Now, that's Virginia. In Long Island, a woman was a bit more traditional at a cemetery there. She went to visit the graves of her parents, and all was well until she was swallowed by a sinkhole.
Oh, man.
Now, she didn't die, but as she was falling into the sinkhole, she did smack her head on a gravestone. Just insult to injury. And as you obviously know, she's not the first or only person to be hit in the head with a rock. A cop in South Africa, he was smacked in the dome with the rock when he was trying to disperse a group of protesters. He's expected to survive, but of course he had to go to the hospital because, again, he was hit in the face with a rock. Now, these are some of the stories that left us with many questions. Questions we'd like to ask you in the form of the random question. This is how it works. You call us, we ask you a question to complete random. And after you share your story, we will share with you the news story that inspired said question.
Be a part of the big show, the random question. Call 844-999-OLA. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
All the toes and away we go. Welcome to show number 3006. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Your guess is as good as mine. The categories today are going to be basketball and food. We have the best foods around the world as far as the most popular foods that people like to eat.
Okay.
So if you were in a different country, American is on the list. American-style food. And then, of course, if they asked the people in the United States, American cuisine, that makes the list as well. But different selection, depending on where you are around the world. So American cuisine and the rest of the world, one of the categories. And the other category, the best cities for college basketball fans in 2019.
Ooh. Okay.
All so right. If you're a college basketball fan, depending on where you are, you've got a better shot at enjoying basketball. We brought up one of these cities the other day when we were talking about how many teams are in this particular town. They used to do a tournament at the beginning of every year, and kind of all four teams would get together and play. That city is on the list as well. So your guess is as good as mine on the way. Also, the return of what you don't need to know. Today we have the AARP edition. If you are not familiar with what the AARP is, it's an organization that you can join when you turn 50 years old.
I thought you said it's something we don't need to know.
Oh, no, it is.
It sounds like pertinent information.
This is very much pertinent information. And you would be amazed at some of the things that magically happen to you when you turn 50 years old.
All I know about AARP was when my mother turned 50, she has the time to call me on the phone because AARP contacted her. You know, she begrudgingly got older, okay? So she's like freaking out. And I'm like, what do you want me to tell you? Why are you venting? Like, it's just what happens, all right? So she can't believe it. People are making the assumption I'm old. I'm like, you turned 50, right?
Yeah, right.
So fast forward about 2 years. Now she's like, I get discounts on everything.
Yes.
And she's like, people don't card me. Like, so now she'll pull out her ID, she needs to, just to prove that she's 50 or older now.
Okay.
She wants her movie discounts. She wants her lunch discounts. Apparently you get discounts everywhere, and she's all about it.
I pulled up the benefits guide for AARP, the member benefit guide.
Mm-hmm.
For an example. Let's just say that you were in an Outback Steakhouse, right?
All right.
Right off the bat, 10% off.
Right.
10% off. You go to Bubba Gump Shrimp Company, you get 10% off.
I've not been to Bubba Gump. Ted, you said it was good, right?
Yeah, I liked it. It's kind of like a wing joint just for shrimp.
Sure, yeah, I'm down with that.
If you want to go to Cirque du Soleil in Vegas, you get 20% off select shows. And
really?
When they travel around to different cities, because I know how much you like that, you get 15% off those, too.
Well, all right.
Wow, there's so many wonderful benefits to turning 50.
You just want to go see Cirque du Soleil.
We'll go over those coming up with what you don't need to know.
Quick side note. My parents have been to three different Cirque du Soleil. And every time they've gone, there has been a massive accident.
Yeah, you said something really bad happened.
Not like somebody slipped and you go like, oh, that's... I mean, like, fell from the rafters, crashed into the stage, the show is over. And I said to my mother, because she's like, I don't want to go. I feel like I'm bad luck. I said, Mom, I know this sounds horrible. If I knew for a fact that something was really going to go wrong and something like that, I'd buy the ticket in a heartbeat. Right? Because the thing is, you're watching them do dangerous stuff. And the reason you're like, is because you realize they might slip and really F themselves up. So it's kind of what you want to see. I mean, that's like the Willendas.
Is that their name? The Flying Willendas,
All right, so he did a thing over Niagara Falls. He did a thing over the Grand Canyon. And I have no ill will, but deep down I wanted to watch him fall.
Well, you got to remember that a couple of them have fallen. Like, so the patriarch of the group is the guy that fell with my grandma. My grandmother was living in Puerto Rico, and she lived at the hotel.
Okay.
All right. So he was going between the two highest hotels in Puerto Rico at that time. So it was big deal, and they're Puerto Rican, and they have, the problem was that it was all across concrete, except for one small section, which was across a pool.
Okay.
He didn't make it to the pool. So
I see what you're saying now.
He landed.
Okay.
And when he landed,
what difference does it make?
And apparently when he landed, I mean, there was a group of people down there.
Well, sure.
It was televised and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they were like, at that point in time, an aerialist being in the circus, all that stuff was a big deal. Their family was world known before he fell.
Sure.
I mean, matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Robin from Batman and Robin, his whole backstory
wasn't based on that. Because who else?
Yeah, exactly.
Name the other tightrope family. Not the one that does the Who.
Or whatever. I mean, exactly.
Right, you can't. That's
only,
my
right,
point.
It's the only one
it
you
had
know.
To be
yeah,
based
so
on
he, that. Yeah, exactly. So when he fell, my grandmother was there. And
she became a hero sidekick.
She basically told my dad and my uncle it was just not it was not a good thing.
He fell.
Yeah, he
how
fell.
High
he
up
went
was
splat.
I think what happened.
No,
was
apparently he bounced.
He bounced.
Oh,
then went
he
splat.
Bounced.
Yeah.
And then it splatted. It like okay, all right. This is what she said. He hits the ground. Okay.
Right.
He bounces up.
Sure.
But when he bounces up, that's when everything explodes out.
So and people are down there getting sprayed.
So he basically probably blew out when he hit, but it
sure.
looked like it from when it looked like he got launched back up with his own blood and stuff.
But everything else is below him.
Ugh. Right. And then that was the end of that.
Now, I will say this. Since you brought that story up to me a few years ago, and I have since then seen the video clip of it. They don't show him hitting the ground for obvious reasons, but he's going across, and I can't remember if the wind picked up or something, but you can see his one leg shaking.
Yeah.
Right? And then the whole thing's gone. And it kind of overcompensates with this pole or whatever, man. And they do show him fall off the rope. And it's just a weird feeling. Because you know how it ends.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, dude. And I've got a couple of old pictures.
And I'm not saying that's exactly what I want to see. But
you got
to.
But I mean, that's the
that's
reason
what
you,
makes
you
it
watch
dangerous.
Daredevil do this kind of stuff. Is because you're right. If there wasn't that risk factor of them actually falling.
It is inherently dangerous.
You wouldn't watch it.
Why were people pissed when Michael Phelps was going to race a great white shark or whatever it was? Who's faster? Remember that couple years
ago? Yeah,
he wasn't
in the water with a shark.
Right, because in the end, truthfully, we wanted to see him get eaten by a shark. That's
at least
all.
Bitten. Mm-hmm.
Everyone was mad.
That's why it sucked.
That's exactly it. When you take out the risk element, then it doesn't mean anything.
Or if Phelps had fought off the shark underwater and beat him, it would have been like, okay, hands
either
down.
Either way.
You're the best Olympian
either
of all
way.
Time.
Sure.
Ever.
Sure.
Yeah. You beat the shark.
Okay.
So if I go to Cirque du Soleil, I'm just saying.
It's going to be a hell of a deal.
Yeah, it really is.
Random question time. 844-999-HOLA.
I'm not taking. No, I'm going to take my mother.
She gets a deal too.
She gets a deal too.
Everyone gets a deal.
Yeah.
She does, but then she has to deal with the fact if this, God forbid, this happened again.
Dude, she's got to be desensitized to it by now,
at
right?
At this point, like, it's
like
on
you
her.
Keep watching people fall and almost die, so just like can't possibly bother her anymore. Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Ted for president, 2020.
Oh,
thanks, Brandon.
All right, Brandon.
You guys?
Let's go with this one on a random question. We're doing very well, sir. Okay, what did you know would happen before it happened, Brandon? What did you predict? You're like, oh, God, if we go here, do this, whatever, this is going to happen.
And sometimes, you know, it's those moments where you look at someone and your face says, I told you so. You just want them to know I should say I told you so, but I'm not going to say I told you so.
I was going to say it was when I got arrested for possession of cocaine.
Oh. All right.
Definitely.
So you knew this was going to happen beforehand?
No, I just knew it was a bad idea to, like, even, like, I randomly ran into it. I knew it was a bad idea before I even started, like, buying it. And then as it came to the end of the conversation, I ended up buying it, and bad things led at the end of the night.
Did you expect things to go south? I mean, look, there's a lot of things I know that are a bad idea, but I don't necessarily anticipate that it's going to end the worst.
I really just had, like, a bad feeling. Like, it was on New Year's, so it was like a holiday. You knew a lot of cops were going to be out.
So when did you get pulled over and they found it on you?
Yeah, I got pulled over on my way home.
And were you intoxicated?
Heavily.
So you got a DUI. Oh. Is that why they found it? They searched your car after the fact, or did you just go like, I got cocaine on me? I mean, how did they know that you had it?
Basically, I tried to play dumb with the cop, like, no, I haven't been drinking. He smelled alcohol, field sobriety test, all that fun stuff. And then I blew a .10, which I felt kind of bad about because that's really close to being legal. Like, if I would have waited 30 minutes, I probably would have been okay. But once I got the DUI for alcohol, he had full discretion to search the vehicle and everything.
So, okay. But and I want you to think about, because this is the kind of thing we bitch about a lot when we read this stuff in the news, all right? Like, if you're going to do something criminal, at least do us the favor and try to be good at it. And in this case, for you, it's just this. You already have a bad feeling about selling coke. Let's face it, it's a risky proposition. That's understood. But if I know that I have cocaine on me and I've already thought to myself, man, oh, man, this is a really bad idea, don't drive drunk.
Well, I mean
that's
I
all, man.
My lesson. I still do coke. I just don't drive drunk.
Jesus Christ.
But see, you learned a valuable lesson.
Wow, okay.
Right? God. That's all you can ask. That's all you can ask. There was the guy who was transporting, what, like 500 pounds of weed in his car over state lines. And the only reason they pulled him over is because he was driving like 30 miles an hour below the speed limit.
Too slow.
Right. That's all. Like, again, I don't care if you have, I don't pass judgment on what you choose to do. I don't care. But I'm gonna judge you mercilessly when you're stupid about it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you robbed a bank? I don't care. You posted video of yourself scratching the money off on Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm angry with you.
Car I got has a little tiny Coke mirror in between the seats.
Does it?
Yes.
You actually have a Coke mirror between
the seats? I have a Coke mirror between the seats of my car. I can't assume it's for anything else.
Listen, and before anyone passed judgment, back in the day, what did you say? Your father worked at, what, Island Records back in the day?
Yeah.
And a lot of times, at least back then, when bands would put out a new release, just get the album. You can get posters, coffee mugs, t-shirts. Mm-hmm. They still do that kind of thing. But at that time, it was a Coke mirror?
It was the time it was Clapton.
Right.
I think he was on MCA.
Man who wrote Cocaine.
So he had, but there was
that guy.
There was 421 Ocean Boulevard was the album.
Okay.
And it was like a glass mirrored etched Coke square with gutters on the end.
Lose that Coke.
Where you could push the Coke off, I guess, into the
you guess,
trough.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. I've never worked one of those. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't know if you scoop out of there and then, like, I don't know the technique of using this, but.
We use gas station bathrooms.
Here, play the record. The reason we asked, what did you know what happened before it happened? Okay, we have St. Patty's Day. We have the city of Boston.
Okay.
And we have the band Dropkick Murphys playing.
Now, let this look. It's St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
In Boston.
That's already volatile. Then you bring out the Dropkick Murphys, and you say, let's put all of these together. Ted, think would have happened?
What did you think of?
I mean, there's going to be a fight.
Okay. There is a fight, yes.
So you're telling me, if I said to you, Ted, I got a great idea for the club. We opened it in Boston. It's St. Patrick's Day. Should I get the Dropkick Murphys and not call in extra bouncers?
Well, we're calling in extra bouncers, but I still want them playing.
Okay, all right. Okay.
There's going to be a fight. The Dropkick Murphys show.
Dropkick Murphys are playing.
I used a Dropkick Murphys song as an entrance when I had a boxing match.
Right.
And now we were getting in a fight.
Right, that's all we trained to.
Yeah, because you were getting in a fight. Oh, well, they were playing the House of Blues on Friday night when bassist Ken Casey saw some idiot up front elbowing and hitting a woman. He called for security to take care of the guy, but then he jumped onto a barricade and started yelling at him. And that's when someone threw a beer can that hit Casey in the head, and it opened him up. So he's bleeding all over the place. Luckily, things didn't get any worse. Security bounced the guy, and Casey was fine. In fact, even after he got all bloodied up, he was trying to jump back into the action, but his bandmates wouldn't let him. A source said, quote, Ken is not afraid to stand up to anyone who's ruining the show for everyone else, and the band has been clear that they will tolerate abusive behavior. He's done it before.
You say you won't tolerate abusive behavior, and I do believe that because they sprang into action, but I'd also argue, you know, one way to avoid that is don't play on St. Patrick's Day in Boston.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, man. Like,
yeah, but how could they not?
Ted, I hear what you're saying. I'm saying if you're going to make the statement that you're not going to tolerate nonsense, then please understand on the St. Patrick's Day in Boston, when you play as that band, there's going to be some nonsense for you to not tolerate. That's all. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, but I mean, you can't. I mean, come on. It's Boston. It's St. Patrick's. You're Dropkick Murphys. You're going to play. Now, if there's idiots, I like what he did. Call them out. Get back to playing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you had to know it's going to happen, right? Like, they had to be prepared to say, look, we're probably going to stop the show down 3 or 4 times. We understand what we're doing.
Well, it's also Boston. I mean, how many videos did we see of people at the Patriots parade
getting in fights
with each other? Like, that is the most Boston thing of all time.
You can wear a Celtics jacket, shirt, jersey, and you're already in St. Patty's Day.
Right.
I mean, all you got to do is rep the team crap. You know what
Dude,
I mean?
It's like, I went to a UFC fight in Vegas.
Okay.
Chael Sonnen, Anderson Silva 2, right? So there was thousands of people that flew up from Brazil. And we kept watching them getting in fights with each other. Me and my buddy were just like, man, you flew all the way up here. Like, why are you getting in a fight with another dude from Brazil? There's got to be a better time for that.
What it is.
Is that all of those scale events as far as what happens? I mean, you put the combination together. Again, Vegas, UFC, all those things.
Right.
I mean, like, isn't that not the answer to the question, basically, in a weird way? Like, you had to know.
Yeah, but I've been to other UFC events. That one was the most aggressive.
Again.
Okay. And they were fighting Brazil. Just over Brazilian soccer clubs.
No, I understand
It had nothing
that.
To do with the actual
but
fight.
But if one of the guys fighting is Brazilian, like, right, just on the MO that you believe to be true, like, well, yeah.
If you were
Vegas, which is a lot of alcohol, right, yeah. And it's UFC, people are pumped up, and it's Brazil, yeah, I mean, I'd fully expect
Where would you not wear an Arsenal kit to a pub in London?
Tottenham.
Okay, right.
Because you know in advance.
But if they were playing in Tottenham, I'd wear it.
It's a little.
You would. Well, there'd be more Arsenal fans there.
Because
still,
that's day. Yeah, well, I'd have safety in numbers.
But that's day up.
Yeah,
right.
But you still don't know.
Because I mean, you know. You know, I said to this Dropkick Murphys, I was like, man, if the Klan held a rally inside of the Apollo Theater, like, we already know what the headline's going to be. No one could possibly be shocked how this ends, right?
No.
Conflict at Apollo Theater. It's like, we know.
Yeah, but that's
I mean, there's just certain
group.
Combinations where you go like, yeah, I took a match and threw it in a barrel of gunpowder. What the hell did you think was going to happen, man? God damn. Sorry.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Chuck.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Random, all right, Chuck, welcome random, to the program random, and the random, random question.
Random.
Okay, let's go with this one. Let's have a positive story. What good thing have you done for your parents, Chuck?
It's only positive if he has an answer.
Yeah, what good thing have you done for your parents?
Oh. Boy, you'd think that would be an easier question.
Sure
no,
would.
No, because look, when you live there with them, right, the things that you believe to be very kind, and they are heartfelt, are really ugly Christmas ornaments and horrible artwork made of macaroni and glitter.
But then when you grow up, that's when you're able to help your parents.
You're able to, yeah. But it doesn't mean that you do.
Okay. So, Chuck, surely...
Well, they were divorced when I was 9, but I'd have to say the nicest thing I ever did for my dad was told him, hey, thanks for being a a-hole when I was younger. It made me the person that I am.
Are you an a-hole as well?
yeah, but I got
all right. Well, do people universally
but I'm a
tell
different
you
kind of a-hole.
You're an ass? I mean, do they really say, hey, man, you're just an ass all the time?
No, they don't.
Okay, all right. But you did tell your dad, thank you for making me the A that I am today?
No, thanks for being one, because you know... Just made me a better person because he was tough on me.
So you're saying in a positive way. Okay,
right,
I thought you meant he was an ass and he abandoned you and he never spent any time.
Thank you for scaring me into shape,
okay.
Man.
The reason we asked, what good thing have you done for your parents? There's a 64-year-old pastor in North Carolina named Billy Howes. And he had gallbladder surgery a while back, and they started having some kidney issues, and the doctor said he only had about 5 years to live unless he got a transplant. Now, that was about 3 years ago, and all of his closest blood relatives got tested. None of them were a match. But then last month, he got a call from his adopted daughter, after she found out that she is actually a match. And her name is DeLauren McKnight.
DeLauren McKnight.
DeLauren McKnight. Billy and his wife adopted her as a baby 27 years ago, and no one ever thought that she'd be a match, including her. So as soon as she found out, she called him on the phone and said, Daddy, I'm a match. But he thought she said that she was mad. So she had to tell him a second time, I'm a match. And they went silent and started crying. So they'll go in for the surgery sometime in the next few weeks. And Lauren says that without Billy and her mom, she doesn't know where she'd be. And there's, quote, nothing in the world that I would not give them.
You know what? I think the ultimate douche move as far as organ donation. Was it George Lopez? He's dying of whatever. His wife gives him a kidney, saves his life, and then he promptly divorces her.
No, the next thing you know, he's in the National Enquirer because he's got hookers with him and got busted. That was the first item of forbids.
I know you're mad, but I'm keeping the kidney.
I mean, like, he got... Dang. This is what happened, man. He's, like, had four of them.
Like, damn, man.
Party. Like, I got a new kidney.
Hey.
I'm a fan.
I'm doing blue. I'm a hookers because my kidneys are functional.
More of the random question coming up. 844-999. Oh, the hell with you, Barry White. I'm alive. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink... what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Your guess is as good as mine on the way. The categories basketball and food will do. Your guess is as good as mine right after emails on a random question question.
We were talking earlier. I don't remember why. We're talking about the Willendas. Oh, yeah. Talking about the Willendas, the famous family of tightrope walkers. And, Miles, you said that your grandmother lived in Puerto Rico. Well, one of the patriarchs of the family.
He fell.
Yeah, he fell. That was in 1978. That was Carl Willenda. Fell to his death while attempting to walk a cable strung between two hotel towers in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Someone commented, says, the story I remember is that it wasn't his crew that set up a tightrope. It was a local team who did not stabilize the line right.
Okay.
Don't know if that's true or not. Someone else, as we're talking about Carl Willenda falling to his death, I guess technically he'd be part of the falling Willendas. Someone says, hey, you guys are describing the tightrope walker and him dying. Should I feel bad for laughing? Am I going to hell? Yes and yes. And then just so you know, the Willendas, all right? So we're wondering their history. They traced their roots back to 1780. They traveled as a band of acrobats, aerialists, jugglers, and animal trainers. John Ringling from Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, he recruited them after seeing them perform in Cuba in 1928. And then 50 years later, in 1978, Carl Willenda put them on the map forever by failing.
People know a lot about this family.
It is amazing what people know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's the same thing Thrill was saying earlier. Like, if you're going to be into tightrope walking,
who else are you saying?
Right. Yeah.
Like, who are the other great aerialists out there? It's the Willendas. And man, the more I read their family history, I think you're right, Miles, that the backstory of Robin from Batman and Robin, I know his family, you know, what they were, trapeze artists.
But they both died when they fell or something was rigged weird.
But it was his whole family, right, mm-hmm. that was involved in it. It's absolutely based on this stuff.
Yeah, and I don't know. Did we say Robin was like 19?
Dick Ward.
Random.
Hello, Richard. Random, welcome to the men's room. Random.
Hello, BJ Shay.
Hola.
Oh, all right. I guess we're not doing that one anymore. All right, got it.
What's that one?
You're BJ Shay. Who cares?
Oh, you mean when people call them?
Yeah, no. When they call you, and then I say BJ Shay, and you guys say, oh, who cares? And then you give a shout out to BJ and Mix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Did we ever do that?
Yeah, I'm an old school listener.
I'm glad you remember.
I remember that.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
I believe you.
How old are you, Richard?
I am 25 years young.
Okay. All right. Good for you.
Don't rub it in.
Yeah. We don't have that good memories. Let's go with this one. What unwritten rule do you live by, Richard? What unwritten rule do you live by?
What unwritten rule do I live by? Well, out of all the partying and all the dabbling that I've done, I've never tried the three hardest of the drugs, the three no-nos.
And what is your three no-no list?
Hold on, let me guess.
Heroin?
Crack, heroin, meth.
Oh, you're the man. You know it.
All right. Oh, I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Once again, bedroom colors. I knew it. Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Now, here comes the big ass bomb.
Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
There are a lot of unwritten rules out there. Do you guys have any that you follow? That
I mean,
I think I'm sticking by the no ATM withdrawals after midnight.
Yeah,
that's,
I know,
one,
it's a good
unwritten
idea.
Rule that I've lived by for the most part. I have not broken that rule. Didn't even break it in Vegas. I might have used a card, but I did
but
not
that's
take
different.
That. But I, good, if
but
I'm
the
taking
card
out cash,
you pay attention to the cash, right?
I mean, I'm not running a card with the prostitutes. I'm not running a card.
Oh, say,
drugs.
Baby, you got Square.
So, but if I have cash, exactly.
Zip.
Yeah, right.
That's handy.
I got one in my backside. Run your card. Wouldn't that be funny if it printed out a receipt back there?
Keep. Oh, thank you.
Here, sign here. The reason we ask, what unwritten rule do you live by? Someone on Reddit asked people to name some unwritten rules that everyone should follow. And here are some of the best ones that people came up with. Number 10, do not leave your shopping cart in the middle of the aisle at a grocery store.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
Okay. Let people get off an elevator or train before you get on.
Yes. We have one coworker where, man, it takes everything not to punch this dude in the face because he does it every. And you know who I'm talking about? I'm not going to name drop his ass, but if you're listening, you know who you are. Seriously, man. Yes! Mike just screamed his
through the window.
He screamed the name up? Yeah. Man, look, I'm going to punch you in the face, man. Seriously.
All right, hold on. Is it, let me write the name down here.
Yes. It is. You start, you got the first letter.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
It's the one guy that does it all the time.
I've had that reader interaction.
With the same guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just said, hey, you understand, that's rude.
Number eight, if someone shows you a photo on their phone, don't swipe left or right to look at other photos because there might be something R-rated on there.
Well, what if they're already showing an R-rated picture?
Did I say you just keep on swiping?
Yeah, I don't care. My phone's penis-free.
Not for long, everyone. Send your D-pics.
If you are borrowing something for a third time, they say buy one of your own.
That's fair.
Yeah. Seems to be decent advice. Number six, don't start drama at a funeral.
Good luck on that, man.
These are unwritten rules in life that you should be following. Number five, chew with your mouth closed. Chew with your mouth closed. Number four, do not play loud music out in public. That's what headphones are for. So if you're on the bus, if you're anywhere where other people can hear you.
Hey, man.
If you're on a hiking trail.
Oh, man, people don't mind blasting music on a hiking trail.
Like, all the serenity of nature, except this guy.
If you borrow someone's car, put some gas in it before you bring it back. If you finish a roll of toilet paper, you have to put a new roll on. And finally, don't ask for something if the person has only one left.
That's
like gum or a cigarette. There you go. More of the random question coming up. 844-999-OLA.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.